88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Ash Bullard. It's good to once again have Kathy Bergeron. She's a spokesperson for the Eastern Townships SPA, the Organization for Animal Protection. And we're going to follow up with her today on the walkathon that took place on Sunday, June 8th. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
So how did it go? Was it a success?
Yes, it was. But it was very hot. We have no control on the temperature, but even though it was like pretty hot, walkers and runners were present in a large number to support us, so we were quite happy with that.
That's great. So did you meet your goal?
Yes, we did. Thanks to all those supporters, we met our goal, which was $23,000. So yes, we'll be able to shelter, feed, give medical care, and find new families to pets for the following months.
That's great. Now, when we spoke last, you said that this was a new thing to have this take place in the spring rather than the fall. So how did you find that?
Well, actually, as I said, we have no control on the weather. I think it was a good thing. The only problem was the heat. It was, you know, pretty hot. So we were supposed to walk down on Galt Street, but since it was so hot, we decided to walk in the trails of Mont Bellevue. So it was an alternative which turned pretty well because it was very, very hot to walk down in the streets with no shade at all. So
yes, yes.
So it's hard, you know, no matter when we do the walking wagathon, we never know if it's going to rain.
Well, maybe the heat was a little better than rain.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yes, yes. Yes. Yeah. Last time when we spoke, you said there were going to be some new features taking place. Tell us about that.
Well, actually, we had a few new features. There was one which is canicross. Canicross is jogging with your dog. So we had maybe 25 or 30 fans of this type of sport, canicross, which started to jog in the trails of Mont Bellevue. It was quite interesting and quite impressive to see all those dogs just barking and anxious to start running with their owners. We also had a few workshops, as I said, when we talked together about a month ago. We had a workshop on doga, another one on acupuncture, there was another one on freestyle. So everything turned out quite well. People were interested. They were also very patient because, as I said, it was so hot last Sunday and everybody just stayed and listened, and it turned out quite a success, and we're very happy with it.
Well, that's really good to hear. And of course, the funds, well, I'm sure you have plans for those to help the animals. Anything in particular?
No, as I said, those funds will help us to accomplish our daily work, which is, you know, to welcome animals in need, to shelter them, to feed them, give them medical care if needed, and find a new family for them. So, you know, it's the daily, it helps us to do our daily work.
So are you having any upcoming events that may be of interest to the community?
Actually, this coming Sunday, the Musée de la Nature et des Sciences in Sherbrooke invited us to participate to a conference which is called Les Animaux Endimanchés. So we'll be there starting at 2 o'clock to give a conference on our different services, which have, you know, the SPA, the Eastern Townships SPA, exists since 36 years. We've been, you know, changing over the years, offering many new services over the years. So we'll explain, you know, to people what our job is, what is our mission, and we'll have also a few adopters that will be there and that will come and explain their happy adopting experience at the SPA.
Well, that sounds like a pretty interesting event. So that's going to be this Sunday?
Yes. starting at 2 o'clock this Sunday at the Musée de la Nature et des Sciences in Sherbrooke on Frontenac Street.
So we'll look for you there.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy Bergeron, spokesperson for the Eastern Townships SPA. And we'll also keep in mind that next year comes around pretty quickly and you'll be doing this all over again.
As far as
the walkathon goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.